struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome back to the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here for you as we always are, talking about money, about strategy, about investments, about retirement. We're covering strategy. Talking about Roth IRA versus traditional IRA versus Roth 401k versus traditional 401ks. I would say this, Professor Plum. By the way, 877-PLANNER. I'm going to tell you that right off the bat. You know our number, right? You folks know our number. 877-PLANNER. If you're new to the program, that's it. We talk to you about your money, about strategy. If you have questions on anything at all, comments, about anything we say, doesn't matter. Just give us a call. Line's open for you, 877-752-6637. And if you want to email the show, go to our website, wealthed.com. And also, Professor Plum has been made available off the air. I should just mention that again, just, you know, as an aside. If you want to talk to him or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors about your strategy, I'll give you the number there. It's a special number just for you folks watching and listening. So use it, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. You can speak with an advisor. You can talk to Professor Plum even when he's not on the show. 800-644-1150. It's important that you talk to somebody about your retirement, about your future. This is money that you've worked hard to earn and keep and maintain.
Keep, that's an important part of that.
It's the biggest part of it. But how do you keep it if you're going to wind up spending it later on? I mean, it's one thing to build it up. In many ways, I think, Professor Plum, it's
building's easier than dismantling.
It really is. It's easier because, especially when you're younger, you just kind of throw it in there in your 401k, the idea being you set it and forget it. And it works well, especially when you're young. You can be aggressive with it and just let time heal all wounds, okay? And at some point, you're going to get to a certain number. If your job, the only thing that prevents you from saving oftentimes is your income. All right? You know, you have job problems or you wind up without enough money to pay for bills. Things happen along the way. But between the two, the accumulation of your money is really the easier of the two. Because now you've got a finite amount of money. You've retired. All right? You've got a finite amount in all your accounts. You can't print any. You're not the government. You don't have a printing press.
That's still illegal.
It's called counterfeiting. So you've got to work with what you got to work with. And if you knew exactly how long you were going to live, hey, take that age, divide it up, and stick it in a, you know, something safe and don't worry about it. But we don't know how long we're going to live, of course. And so how do you make it last for an unknown period of time? And that's what strategy is all about. And this is why you call this program. This is why you talk to people like Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, I should add. Because it is about strategy, about having a plan, being prepared for whatever might happen. And this is what we call the distribution phase of your retirement. And too often, people use the same strategy, Professor Plum. We've railed on this many times. The same strategy. Hey, it worked going in. I've been throwing money in my 401k every year, every month, every week, every pay period. And I've been doing this for the last several whatever years. So now that I've stopped doing that and I've retired, I'm just going to start taking it out.
Reverse the flow.
Right. Yeah. What's the big deal? I read where the markets make, you know, on average, what, 8-9% over 30 years? Or I don't know what the number is. So if I take out 5% every year, it's a nice little cushion. I mean, I'm simplifying this, but there are people who think that way. It doesn't work that way for a number of different reasons. You need to have a strategy, and this is why we talk about things like this. I don't know where I was going with that, except to just make a point that
strategy
you have a strategy. It is important.
And it's all about your specific situation. People talk about the 4% distribution. I was talking with somebody the other day that was, they thought maybe, well, their wife was a little bit younger than them, and they felt that they had lots of longevity on both sides, so they wanted to defer, but they didn't think they could afford to defer taking their Social Security until 70. And so in doing so, they were going to be taking about a 7% distribution. He goes, that's too high. 7% distribution is too high. I can't afford, I've been told a 4% distribution is what I should be. So I have to keep working because I can't afford a 7% distribution. But it's not a 7% distribution for the rest of time. He was already 63. It was a 7% distribution for the next 7 years.
Yeah.
And in 7 years, he'll be 70, and his wife will be 62. And when they start both of their Social Securities with the other, you know, small pensions added up together, at that point, they don't need to take anything from their portfolio.
So take 7% for 7 years, and then what, zero or one?
And then it's just a matter of dealing with required minimum distributions at that point. And you don't have to spend the RMD. You just have to pay tax on it. So if he could get to 70, they, according to their numbers, he doesn't think they need any more. In fact, they're going to have a huge surplus. Now, the portfolio will come down over the next 7 years because it's unlikely that you're going to be able to earn 7% overall when you've got so much money in safety being able to distribute over the next 7 years. So his portfolio will come down by almost, you know, 40% based on the projections between now and when he gets to 70. But as I said, after that, then he doesn't have to take any money out of it, and it'll grow again.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a break-even age. If he makes it to age 85, 86, 87, and his wife makes it further than that, the fact that they drew it down and then let it grow will actually create a better potential legacy for heirs and more long-term care potential for them, more assets for them when they're in their very seasoned years.
Yeah, this is the essence of planning. What you just said, Professor Plum, is the essence of financial planning and why you do it. I said a moment ago, your portfolio is your portfolio. You've built it up over the years. It is, of course, a finite pool of money between your 401ks, your IRAs, your personal savings accounts, your investments, whatever it is. All of that is a finite amount of money. And yes, it can run out. So perhaps the idea would be to get some portion of that, include what we might call an infinite amount of money. In other words, an amount of money that cannot run out based on guarantees from either the federal government, a la Social Security, or perhaps, you know, an insurance company that can make similar, although, you know, not identical guarantees. It can be, because what the scenario you just brought up, Professor Plum, talked about using this finite pool of money, which was their portfolio, and taking bigger chunks out of it than is, you know, sustainable for a really long period of time.
We didn't but need to do it for a really long period of time.
You did it until the infinite section of their money started coming in, which, as I said, is, for most people, Social Security.
Well, this person had Social Security and a government pension.
Well, and a government pension. So, I will include that. An infinite amount of money based on certain guarantees, whether it's from the federal government with Social Security or a pension, all right, and there are guarantees there, or with an insurance company in the form of some kind of an annuity. So if you can, you want to take some pressure off that portfolio. A good way to go sometimes, Professor Plum, is to find sources of what I just termed, I coined, and probably not all that kosher, infinite amounts of money.
Direct incomes that you can't screw up.
That's infinite. that won't run out.
Guaranteed incomes.
That you can't run out.
People are like, I've got a pension, but it's not guaranteed. If it's under, call it $60,000 a year at full retirement age, 65-ish, yeah, it's guaranteed by the PBGC. If it's a government pension, they're going to pay it. If they don't pay it, then we have even bigger problems because the government doesn't exist anymore. So they're going to pay it.
Yes.
So those are guaranteed, and you want to have those guaranteed sources of income so that you can sleep better at night regardless of what the market does, because there's one thing you have absolutely no control over, and that's the market.
Uh-huh.
It's going to go up or down regardless of what you think, want, or do about it. It is completely independent of you.
Right. Think of a farmer who is, you know, growing his crops, and he is dependent on, you know, on the weather, on the rain. It's totally out of his control. But what if he had an independent, what if he had some kind of magical crop that was guaranteed to grow no matter what the rain?
All of a sudden he had irrigation that he could always dial in, whether it was raining or not raining.
Exactly. Maybe it's an underground, you know, well that's infinite. I don't know. I'm making this up. But that's sort of an analogy of that. It's like, well, then what do I care if it rains or not? Maybe we will have 3 years of drought. I don't care because...
I've got irrigation.
I've got guarantees,
Guaranteed water there.
Guaranteed. That's it. That's it. You had a... I think it was on this topic. You had a better analogy that you came up with one time that, not that long ago, that we said, that works beautifully. The heck was it?
We're going to have to remember that, and we don't remember it.
Remember that. But we talked about it. I'll think of it during the break. But you folks watching and listening, you know what we're talking about, okay? There are ways to get guaranteed income, which will take the pressure off of your portfolio. Now, in some cases, it means taking a chunk of that portfolio and putting it off into this guaranteed side, which means obviously you're going to take a piece out of it, which means it's going to be a little bit smaller. But do you care?
But if you do that and you do it right, what it can do is reduce the pressure on the remaining portfolio. Where you may have had a 5% distribution overall before by buying some guaranteed income, it may be only a 3% distribution on the remaining portfolio. It depends on the numbers. We have to look at how it works out in your favor.
Exactly.
And not everybody should have it either.
No.
Not everybody should buy it there on their own. Some people have it because.
You should have it.
Yeah, you need it. But yeah, not everybody needs to go out and buy it.
Go out and buy it, right. Because maybe you've already got it. All right, what are we talking about? We'll explain this when we come back. This is good stuff. 877-PLANNER, maybe you've got questions. If not, we'll keep talking. 877-PLANNER, plenty to say here. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategies workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal and it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Paris would appear to be complex and difficult. Turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
The synergy between a structured strategy and integrated investments. You're listening to Bucket Strategy Investing.
Hey, you are. Hey, so are we, as a matter of fact. How about that? We're all like in a big club. Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here. 877-PLANNER. We are taking your phone calls. 877-PLANNER. We will get to the rest of this discussion, because I know we have some people on hold. We want to get to these two or three calls before the end of the hour, before the bottom of the hour. But we will get to this whole idea of having guaranteed income. And where do you get it? Where do you get it? Because having guaranteed income, in no matter what form it happens to be, takes a huge amount of pressure off of your portfolio. In some cases, it takes all the pressure off of it. Some people have enough guaranteed income coming in that they don't even need to touch their portfolio. They're going to save it for their heirs.
How blessed is that?
It's wonderful. But, you know, I think that's probably not the majority of people. So, you know, there are those who need to create some form of guaranteed income. So we'll talk about that, assuming we have time. I want to get to, next. Who was? Oh, I'm sorry, Linda in San Antonio, Texas. Hello, Linda.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you today?
My husband and I were both receiving Social Security. And he passed away in July. So they called back his August payment, which was for living through the month of July, but he didn't quite make it to the end. So they called back his whole payment.
Yeah.
And now they're paying me instead of, I thought I would draw his entire benefit. Is that correct?
How old are you?
68.
You should be able to get it all, less the Medicare premiums, but yeah.
Well, they're actually giving me $244 less than his full benefit, and it was and he was paying Medicare out of that, and I'm paying Medicare out of mine.
Okay. Do you have a pension from any other source?
No.
So the gross check amount that he was receiving has been reduced by $244. Before any Medicare deductions or anything like that, the gross check that they're paying is $244 less?
Yes.
And you're 68, and so that's all that matters there? I'd want to find out why. I'd ask for a reasoning why, because it's supposed to be the full amount.
They haven't said anything?
Well, no, they sent me a letter saying we're sending you 4 months of your difference, and the difference was $844, and it should be like $1,088. It's a difference of, they've shorted me $244 per month.
I don't know how you go about doing it, but I would request an accounting for it and say 4 months of difference between X and Y is $1,088, not whatever you, $844 or whatever the numbers were.
Well, luckily, I scheduled an appointment. It takes 6 weeks to get an appointment. Luckily, I scheduled my appointment because I went in like 4 weeks after he passed, and it took him 4 months to, quote, push the button.
How much?
So,
it wouldn't be a family issue.
So that,
Yeah.
I don't know why it's gone down. I would request an accounting of why. You're a couple years past full retirement age.
There's no pension, you said.
Even though the survivor benefit is not exactly the number, but it's really close. It's not $244. It shouldn't be $244.
Yeah, he was getting $2,548, and I was getting like $1,400.
So you were expecting $2,548 less the Medicare premiums.
Yes, that's correct.
And they're paying you basically $2,300.
Yes. Is there some place in the code I should refer to when I go to this meeting?
Well, you can go into the website and just look under Survivor Benefits and look what it says there. It should show that you should receive the full amount, but I don't have an exact code number.
What would reduce, Professor Plum? There are a few things that reduce a survivor's benefit. One of them, as you mentioned, is a pension from work.
If Linda had a pension from work not covered by Social Security, then the survivor benefit would have been reduced.
Right.
If she was under full retirement age, then the survivor benefit would have been reduced. Those are the only two that I know of.
Yeah, so neither one of those applies.
Great. Well, I can go in there and with more information than they gave me, certainly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Tell them Professor Plum sent you.
They won't know me. They won't care. Yeah, they work for the government.
They won't care. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Linda, and let us know how this comes out. I'd be interested to know what their reasoning is. I mean, there can't be something we missed. It sounds to me like maybe a mistake was made, and occasionally mistakes are made. You know, it's a good thing that she caught it, although I would probably catch that too. $244 a month over, what was it, 4 months that they had to pay back?
Or? So far.
Now, I missed what was missing, but he passed in July.
He passed in July, so she was expecting her benefit to increase for August, September, October, November.
Right, which seems like a long period of time to wait, but I guess, is that normal?
It's the government. They've got processes and things they have to work through. They're really good about finding and getting their money back when they want it, but changing it up on the other side.
Yeah, that just seems like an awful long time to wait, especially for somebody who is... Well, I wonder, you know, so he passed in July. You have to notify Social Security of the death, I would assume. And so I'm guessing that they would have stopped the husband or stopped one of their Social Security benefits. Was she getting two benefits all that time, too?
I doubt it. I don't know. It sounds like she continued to receive hers until they caught up with the... And now they're giving her a retro check.
Yeah, so what they did is they stopped his benefit, continued to give her hers... and once they sorted out all this stuff with regard to survivor benefits, they're going to give her a retro and then give her that extra bump from here going forward. A survivor benefit, Professor Plum, is here. What happens when you have a married couple? I guess because they're filing jointly, you have a married couple, and when one of them dies, their Social Security might die with them. But in other words, if you have a husband and a wife, and in this case the husband had a larger Social Security benefit than the wife, husband dies, the wife's benefit, for all intents and purposes, goes away because hers was smaller, and she receives the larger benefit, which in this case was the husband's benefit. I think some people are under the impression that you continue to get both benefits.
Well, the reality is you do, but you don't see it that way. You see yourself getting the one deposit, which is the higher number, but you are getting both benefits.
Well, you're getting yours and the difference between yours
and the survivor benefit.
Okay, yes, technically. But what happened was you are losing the amount of money.
But the amount equal to your benefit
is gone.
Is gone because you're only receiving one of the two, basically one of the two benefits. Where prior to the death, each of you was receiving a benefit.
And here's what I think people hear. They say, okay, well, now wait a minute. In this case, you know, the wife might say, well, if my husband dies, I am going to be paid his survivor, you know, whatever he's getting, right? Which, you know, the amount is true. You're going to get whatever his was, assuming it's larger. But what they don't always know is that their own benefit, for all intents and purposes, stops. I mean, for explanation purposes.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way. All right, your spouse is getting $2,500. You're getting $1,000. The survivor benefit will be a total of $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to continue to receive $2,500 and the $1,000. All right. There you go. Taking a break. Coming back with more. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6811. 1-800-812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This is Bucket Strategy Investing. This is Eye of the Tiger music. Yeah. Good stuff.
It's two or three.
This would have been... I don't know, because...
I think it's three. It's one of the Mr. T.
You know, I barely saw Rocky 1. I just, you know... It was pretty good, I guess, when it came out. Well, actually, when it came out, I was like 13. So I didn't even remember if I was allowed to see it. What was that, 1976? No, but so by the time I really got around to watching Rocky number one, it was dated. It was horribly dated. So I don't know. Was it Mr. T? He was in it. It had to have been in the 80s then.
I think this was one where Apollo was training Rocky, and so you got to get the Eye of the Tiger, Rock. Yeah.
That's what it was. All right, fine. Anyway, Rocky III. Look at this. Our crack research staff has told us. This is great. They used to have to run in with a big piece of paper, but they had to go look it up first, you know, way, way, way back before that's great. They know everything. Adam and Daniel, they know everything about old music, movies. Cool. All right. So what was I? Right. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And, of course, you can email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. All right. So now, a little while ago, we were talking about guaranteed type income, Professor Plum. There is to recap just for a little bit here. When you have your portfolio, you accumulate it to a certain amount. Then when you decide you can retire, you've got enough to retire, you've got a finite amount of money, obviously, to work with. You've got your IRAs, your 401ks, whatever else you might happen to have, your personal, your brokerage account. I mean, it's all yours, right? It's money that you've saved, and it's money that you're going to have to use to spend in your retirement. But you know that it's a finite amount. And you know that if you live too long and you don't take too much out, it's going to run out. And that's not good. I think everybody could agree.
Or even not running out, but if you realize that it's going down in value, you say, well, you know what? I have to change my spending. I have to curtail my spending.
Or it will run out. Yes.
So that I don't run out. That means you have to make choices. And none of us like to reduce our spending, especially... I mean, it's one thing if we say, you know what? Yeah, I like to reduce it because I just paid off that loan. Therefore, my spending went down. I like that.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
But reducing it across the board, just, you know, arbitrary cuts, that's no fun, especially when we're set in our ways. We're older. We're living out of what was essentially a fixed income. Now we got to find ways to cut back even more?
Right. It just doesn't work. And so the whole essence of planning, the idea, in fact, the idea behind buckets is to try to maintain some stability within that portfolio so that you don't run out of money. And what can cause you to run out of money is taking money out of a portfolio that's going down because you've got it invested in stocks and all this other aggressive stuff that is volatile. And so you don't want to do that. But, so you've got a finite amount of money in your portfolio. Well, sometimes the correct course of action is taking a chunk of that and making it, I said infinite before. Probably
it's not
the wrong
it
word.
Will stop.
Well,
at some point. When you stop,
when you
it
do,
stops.
Or your, or
but not
your,
until.
When you do or your spouse, whatever. But yes, for your purposes, it will last forever, as long as you're around. Okay. So, but what form should that take? Professor Plum, some people have it already coming in, or will come in, through Social Security.
Well, the gentleman I spoke about earlier, where he just needed to get to age 70, and then he'd be fine when his full Social Security kicked in. Social Security was not their only source of income. He had a pension from the federal government. Mm-hmm. And at that point, he was going to have a pension, his Social Security, which was significantly larger, obviously, because he's waiting until 70, and his spouse was going to take hers at age 62. So they were going to have three, and then they had some small pensions as well. They're going to have multiple sources of income, and the total of all those different sources of income was greater than their projected expense need in retirement. They didn't need to go out and buy another source of guaranteed income. But not everybody has that situation. In fact, I would say that majority of people
me too.
Don't have that
I would
situation.
Say, yes.
I don't have that situation.
What, you mean that big grocery store pension is...
Well, UFCW local, yeah. I think it's $300 a month when I get to 65.
It's a bag of groceries
when
you're
65. It's going to help.
You'll take it.
I'm going to take it, yes.
You're going to take it. And I will take my AFTRA pension and my radio station pension and probably have just about as much as you have.
But as a percentage of my needs...
Yeah, it's too small.
That's
it's
a relatively small percentage of my projected fixed expenses. I mean, we talk about expenses in retirement. There are expenses that we have, regardless of what happens in our fun life, and then there's expenses that we want to have. And the idea is to at least cover the have-to-have expenses, the rent, the insurances, property tax, the mortgage if you have one.
Electricity, water, all the stuff,
basic
food,
gas,
stuff
electric,
that you need.
And things like that. Yes. The things that when you wake up, you have a bill. Every month, whether you did anything fun or not, you got certain bills you have to pay.
Yes, you do.
You want to somehow cover at least, that's a bare bones minimum of what you want to cover from sources that you cannot screw up, that the market can't take away from you. You want those guarantees. Now, if you want to go a little higher than that and cover your projected annual vacation budget as well, that can be done too. But it's not as necessary, in my opinion, as covering the guaranteed, because you tend to be better at living your life and not being afraid of the market when you don't have to rely on the market.
Right. If you're up at night worrying that you're going to lose your house because you're going to run out of mortgage payments, you won't have enough at age 70, or you can't keep the lights on, or you can't maintain whatever, then you've got problems. This is where guarantees come in. So what kind of guarantees? We talk about going out and buying guaranteed income, Professor mm-hmm. Plum. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about the only thing that can have the word guaranteed in front of it is an annuity. I know people don't like that term, but if you want guarantees, you buy an annuity. Now, there are different types of annuities. Some of them have guaranteed income, some don't. Some are the old style that may or may not work for you. Some are the newer style that may or may not work for you. And, some don't have guarantees at all. So, unfortunately, you can't just paint with a big broad brush here. You've got to find the one that works for you. And your age is an important factor on this as well. If you're 60, 65, one type, the newer type, probably works better for you than if you're 75, 80 years old. Then the old type probably works better for you. And it's all about what is it that you're trying to accomplish and what do you mm-hmm. need?
Yeah, if you look at your portfolio and say, okay, I've got a certain amount of money and I can take X amount out and it will, it stands a very good chance of lasting 30 plus years, okay? But you look and you say, yeah, my portfolio will last, but that's not going to get me to, that's not going to really necessarily do it for me. I need to have certain guarantees.
And most people don't say, I need it, but it does help your portfolio. And from an emotional standpoint, I've heard this time and time again from individuals who have the income, who say, you know what, the market had a bad day. This was obviously a couple of months ago.
Yes. Well, when was the last time?
The market's kind of going through a tailspin. And all my life, I've been watching my portfolio. All my life, I've been playing, looking at it, concentrating on it. And now, I don't care. Yeah, the market went down, but it doesn't affect me. And you know how good that made me feel? I'm free. I don't have to worry
yes.
about that market.
You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it going down. Now, the other side of this is that if the market goes gangbusters and it goes way up, well, you're not going to be a part of that either. At least not a part of all of it.
Not a part of all of it, but you may be able to be part of some of it.
You may be able to be part of some of it, but I'll tell you what, if the market goes up 17, 18, 19%, I mean, unless you're willing to take risks, you're not going to see all of that.
Well, anytime you have a guarantee, you have to give up something to get that guarantee. And
yep.
the total upside of the market is what you give up to get rid of the total downside of the market, too. You give up the total, up or down, to make sure you have those guarantees.
Well, that's it. So when you say that, you're not affected by the market on the downside.
And don't buy into the hype that you can have total upside yeah. participation with no downside.
No, and there are different types, and we've talked about them. We don't really have time to get into them here, and maybe a little later on this week or next week as we start to talk about some of these things. In fact, Gene Pastula may even mention some of these tomorrow. I don't really know. But what it requires is certain products, and some products will do the trick. People get all, you had mentioned a moment ago, people, anytime you say these will involve an annuities, there are people who just absolutely get a, you know, shiver down their spine because they've been told that they're bad. They've been told that there are high fees. And in some cases, that is true. There are high fees for some of them, but not for all of them. And in some cases, Professor Plum, although maybe less so now, those high fees that you're paying may be get you the goal that you want.
Right, you are buying something, and you're buying something that isn't free. And so if you want one thing, you got to pay for it. Now, sometimes you pay too much. And that's where a good advisor will help you decide what is and what isn't too much.
Exactly, because you don't want to be paying for something that you don't need. There are people with all the guaranteed income that they need coming in, and they've been advised by some people to buy guaranteed income. Well, why would you do that? Okay, so that's that. All right, we're going to take a couple emails here and any phone calls if you want to call. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, some trivia as well coming up next. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back with more.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online on demand at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Going beyond the buckets in search of the investment options you may integrate into your wealth management plan. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Yeah, that it is. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here for you every single day. Running out of time, but if you want to call the program, you can. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. And if you want to email the show, we'll get to an email here in just a moment from Hamilton, who sent us something. I think this was actually after the show Friday, so we're just getting to it. You go to our website, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. But first, coming up on this program tomorrow. Well, it's another busy day. Tuesdays are always busy on this program because we have Gene Pastula on. We also on occasion have Mark Scalzo, our Chief Investment Officer at Lucia Capital Management. Gene Pastula is going to be talking a little bit more, I believe, and I don't know, don't hold me to this, but he does talk on occasion about some of these guaranteed forms of income. So that may be part of it, or it could be long-term care, one or the other. Other topic that we come up with has to do with selling primary residences. And every so often we talk about this. And I find that...
It's confusing.
It is confusing.
And it used to be so simple. From about 97 till about 2008, it was just simple.
It was lovely. It was...
And if you've bought a property and it's always been your primary residence and you're selling it as your primary residence, it can still be simple.
Yeah, it still is.
It was all the fun stuff we used to be able to do.
Oh, with rental, complicated. With rental properties and
non-primary use properties.
Oh yes, non-primary use properties, and you could do stuff with the depreciation. I mean, you know, investment real estate, Professor Plum, is still one of the biggest tax.
Yeah, they haven't taken anything away from there.
No, they haven't, and they're not going to. At least
and they shouldn't.
Not now. No. Well, no. I think there's some people who argue that they should. I personally like it. But anyway, when you have a primary residence, it used to be, quite a long time ago, that you had to, when you sold your primary residence, you had to, if you were under age 55, you had to buy up. You had a certain amount of time, a year, 2 years, to buy up. So if you took the profit from your previous home, you had to roll it into a new home within 2 years, or you pay, I guess it was capital gains tax.
It was capital gains tax.
Yeah, at the time.
But at the time, there wasn't a differential, and it was
So it was the same thing. So you pay tax, and it was not a fun tax that you had to pay. That gain was fully taxable, just like if you sold a stock. Well, back in the late 90s, during the presidential campaign, I guess it would have been 96, the campaign of 96, it became, all of a sudden everybody was thinking about us, you know, us taxpayers. Bob Dole thought of it. And Bill Clinton took and ran with it and made it twice as good because he's a politician, right? Sure. Anyway, so what happened was we got favorable tax-free treatment on the sale of a primary residence. And so...
Up to certain limits.
Up to certain limits, right. But it could be as much as $500,000, which is still, I mean, back
that's
in the late,
a good gain.
Back in the mid to late 90s, I mean, that was a fantastic gain, and it still is good. Here we are 20 years, over just a little over 20 years since that that became law. So how do you do this? What do you do? We'll talk about this tomorrow, probably in the first hour. So all you people listening now are going to have to tune in the first hour of the program. So anyway, that's selling your primary residence. There is strategy. That's
and if you don't get the first hour of the program, make sure you go online. You can go to wealthed.com or you can follow us on Facebook and watch the first hour of the show.
Yes. Yeah. As I told somebody that over the weekend, they said, "Well, I don't get your program." And I said, "Well, here's what you got to do. Go here." And they said, no.
On your phone, Facebook.
I hear it.
I don't get it.
All right.
Well, that's a different issue.
It's a whole different issue. And we'll try to clear that up, too. Okay, so trivia for today. This is, I guess this is still sort of good. Although, anyway, this is from the Tax Policy Center. The one-page tax reform outline released by the White House back in April included a proposal to eliminate the deductibility of state and local taxes and property taxes on the 1040 return. I guess it's still there, right, Professor Plum?
Surely.
The plan would increase individual income taxes by an estimated $1.3 trillion over the next 10 years. That it would. Taxpayers reporting at least $100,000 of AGI would pay 73% of the higher taxes. And the other higher tax would be shouldered by those making less than $100,000. So there you go.
It is what it is. That's the big issue right now. That's where most people will see their taxes potentially go up.
You mean on that?
That salt, state and local.
Oh, the state and local. Yeah, it's one of the biggest reasons I'm against this, among other things. All right.
You could move to Nevada, then you wouldn't be against it.
But then I don't. I'm not a heat person. All right.
Okay.
I have to go to Washington because there's a good amount of weather in Washington, right?
Yeah, it gets cool there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll do that.
I don't think it gets overly hot there.
I don't think it does, no.
State, Washington State, not D.C.
No, my daughter lives in Nevada, and she loves it because, hey, you finish your federal tax return, you're done. That's it. Awesome. Okay, I want to get to Hamilton's email, speaking of which, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dear Professor Plum, he says, I'll be retiring in the next 6 months and plan to take my cash balance plan as a lump sum and transfer it to a self-directed IRA. I plan to invest about 5 years' worth of needed income, about 30% of the total, that's about $400,000. Nice. In bucket number one. Would like to know your opinion on the various financial instruments suitable for bucket number one. Ah, doggone, we don't have a lot of time. Hamilton says, I listen to your show often and enjoy it. We can address this maybe a little more tomorrow, but let's at least give a perfunctory answer here.
Well, what you're going to do with bucket number one is draw it down principal and interest over the next, in your case, 5 years. That tells me that you want very safe, low volatility, if not no volatility assets, that have high liquidity. I mean, you can't lock it away forever. You can stage it in. Based on what you've said, you need about $80,000 a year. So you could do stacks of $80,000 investments, one that's liquid today, one that's liquid a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years, 4 years from now. Those are the one ways to look at it. So those are the types of things. You can use cash. Realistically, for the first $80,000 that you're dealing with, you got to deal with cash. An online money market or a money market that pays a reasonable, in today's world, reasonable interest rate. It's that you could set up either a monthly draft or an on-demand draft to your checking account so you can spend it when you want to spend it. Money that's not due for a year, two, three, four, five, you can do a little bit more. You can do some type of a managed portfolio that is designed to give you a 2 to 3% net of fees type of return, but it has some volatility. You could do CDs, anything that fits the criteria. High liquidity, low or no volatility.
Yeah.
And the high liquidity aces out quite a few things that sometimes you don't want a 5-year CD unless you can find one that allows you to dip into it without a penalty. But then if that's the case, really not a 5-year CD.
Yeah, we're out of time. We've devoted topics to bucket one. Let's try to, if we can remember. I'm going to mark this down. Let's see if we can talk about it more tomorrow because we're just out of time for today. Hamilton, it's a great question. All right, if you need the brain trust off the air, 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. Give them a call. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.